Whether you're a first-time poultry owner or looking to expand your flock, you can always use some helpful advice. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered. With great info and products to help raise healthy birds in-store or online at farmandfleet.com/chickdays.
We're recognizing farms and homesteads that have been in the family for more than 100 or 150 years. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. These families will get together at the Wisconsin State Fair in West Allis on August 8th for a celebratory breakfast. One farm being recognized is Lakey's Woods. This Trempealeau County farm's history dates back over 100 years. Dawn Lakey shares more about the history of the farm.
My great-grandfather came from Devonshire, England, in 1880 when he was 17 years old, and he began working to acquire property at that time and began accumulating the acreage that eventually grew to several hundred acres. And he built the first house. I'm not sure when he built the first house, but the second house is the one where my parents lived for their entire marriage, 70 years, and now my brother and I own it. It's been in the family since around 1880 is when he started acquiring the property. My great-grandfather accumulated the land. He had many different uses. He did farmland, crops, row crops, pastures, cattle, beef cattle, dairy cattle, lots of dairy cattle. He did sheep, pigs. They did a wide variety of everything. And then when he retired, my grandfather got the land and continued and added, he added the chicken operation. They had several large barns of caged layers before it was so popular. They were some of the first ones in the county to do that. And then when he retired, it kind of evolved into my dad buying some of the land from my grandfather, which helped keep it in the family all these years. The original farm had many buildings. I can't even tell you how many buildings. The current farm that my parents have had for over 70 years, they'll have 5 barns on it. My father was a truck driver, but he had always had his heart in farming. He was quite allergic to like hay fever, really bad. And he loved to drive trucks, so he has always been a hobby farmer, where he was never a full-time farmer, but we always had, maybe we'll have steers for a while, or maybe he'll have a few sheep, or my mom liked goats, so she had a little goat family for the grandkids. And so there's always kind of something interesting going on there. And now that my mom has passed away, my dad is still engaged. We've had miniature horses there for the summer. At times, he's had a goat guy, and we call him the goat guy. Goats on the Go was renting some of the barns and a little bit of the pasture land, and had his goats kind of cleaning out part of the bramble that grows up in the woods. So that was a really interesting relationship. He's found another place now that's probably more suited for his needs, but it's always been real interesting how we managed to have a menagerie going on, even though we're not actively farming it. We have cousins that used to keep their Clydesdales out there, which was great fun because they're so enormous and beautiful. We could feel them thundering around the horse pasture that's near the house. In the night, you could feel the house practically shake with the Clydesdales. So that, we've just always found interesting ways to connect with the community. My dad used to drive horses in parades with like an old stagecoach he had built from old blueprints. That was great fun. I mean, we've always had a lot of fun with the farm. I kind of feel a little guilty that we haven't had to work like crazy as kids because our dad wasn't a full-time farmer. So we just had a lot of fun and got to enjoy all the fruits of country living.
What was it like in maybe those first years? Were there any stories that were passed down to you about farming through, whether it's a war, the Depression, any key things in time that affected it?
Oh, yeah. The Depression, of course, would have been a pretty big deal. My grandparents, who took over the farm after my great-grandparents, went through the Depression. And because they were so diverse, they, of course, suffered along with everyone else, but they did pretty good considering they had such diversity. I don't think it affected them as badly as someone who lived in a city or who was maybe not as diverse with what they had going on. I think early on it was very difficult for my grandfather because his two older brothers were unfortunately killed in farm accidents. One of them was a horse incident where a very uncontrollable horse kicked and stomped on one of my grandfather's brothers. And the other one was an unfortunate accident involving a haying incident where he was killed by pitchfork, which, of course, everyone exercises safety, but those were the old days and things were different. And I don't think that he would have probably ended up being the farmer. And his plan was to possibly go have a city life in Chicago, assuming that his older brothers would be doing the farming. But they predeceased great-grandpa, and it fell to my grandfather and his sister to inherit the property. My grandfather bought his sister's portion out and adjusted his whole life plan and became a very successful farmer with the same diversity as his father, gradually phasing out sheep, but doing just a phenomenal amount of work there on all the other things.
Can you share maybe some of your favorite memories on the farm?
We have a lot. We had cousins and my brother and I, we all lived really close together. We could go through the woods to grandmother's house. Yeah, we were over at the main farmhouse a lot as children. And in the winter, we'd go ice skating on the pond. And, you know, we'd go sit on the bull when the uncles were doing the chores. We had a bull that was very friendly. And we'd just go sit on the bull while they were milking cows in the barn. We had horses. My Uncle Jim was a 4-H leader, and I had horse project, and he always had lots of horses. My dad was interested in horses. So really, I kind of had the best of both worlds. My dad actually was a truck driver, and being surrounded by my grandfather's farm and my uncles and my cousins all right there, we basically felt like we grew up in a resort.
Now, today, what is the farm like today? Is it still in operation? Take me through the acreage size, or what does it look like today compared to the past?
Well, it's definitely much smaller. When my grandfather retired, my Uncle Jim and Uncle Donnie took over the farming operations for a while, but I think they both found a different career path within a few years. And so my grandfather sold most of the acreage. My dad convinced him to sell him the woods and some tillable acres behind the woods. So we have half the land is just in woods, and half the land is tillable acres, which we rent to the neighbor for farming at this point. And the woods actually turned out to be kind of an income-producing deal. We had that big rainstorm. It was a windstorm, I guess, about a year and a half or so ago that took down some of the big pine trees back in the woods. And we looked at it and thought, we either have to clean this up or figure out what we're going to do because they were giant trees. So my dad contacted a lumber company, and they actually pulled out about 600 logs out of the woods, white pines and red pines and a few oaks. And amazingly, we still have a pretty good stand of woods in spite of that. And that probably is a good thing for the health of the woods to have been pruned out like that. But the income from the sale of the woods went into restoring and painting the barns and the roof. So it's looking pretty darn good these days.
Is there interest in any next generation taking on that farm and building it up again?
Well, the interesting thing that's on the horizon, and we've already engaged with a solar energy company that came into Trempealeau County seeking several thousand acres of tillable land that would be basically flat land where they could install solar panels, creating a solar farm. And we were very interested in that. I'm a retiree from the Kansas City Power and Light, so I totally understand the need for sustainable energy and the astronomical increase in demand that has to be met for the future. So I was a fairly early adapter to this idea of our tillable land is in the perfect position to take advantage of sunrise to sunset, following the sun like a sunflower. It would be an excellent thing. And our neighbor also agreed to do this, and many of our neighbors did. So they're going through the process of getting permitting and federal agencies checking on the impact on the grid and all that. But at this point, we believe it's going to go forward. And when that goes forward, there'll be a constant income stream that the solo company will maintain and manage, which will be a no-brainer for our children to continue to maintain and hang on to this land. The woods is just a beautiful buffer between us and that. And we have a 100-plus-year-old farmhouse is in great condition. We're working on restoring and painting, doing all the things you do with an old farmhouse to modernize it a little bit. But it's just a beautiful place, and 2 miles from the river and 2 miles from the bike trails and 2 miles from the park. And, you know, I don't think our kids are interested at all in letting it go. So I'm sure it's going to continue.
Don Lakey shares the story of his family farm in Trempealeau County. The Century Farm Program originated as part of Wisconsin's centennial celebration in 1948. Each year, about 100 properties are honored. You can listen to some of these stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. These stories are brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.